This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. A couple of things to keep in mind for Klaus Financial. Of course, the website, everything's on the web these days. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. And again, joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you?
Every day is like summer, isn't it?
It is. It's been
fantastic.
This is the prime. This is the best time of the year. Absolutely. So we've got some fun stuff to talk about today. Also, important information as well involving Social Security, which is always a very hot topic. A lot of questions, a lot of great information as well on the program ahead. Don't forget, if you have any questions, whether it's about Social Security or any retirement-related, as far as retirement planning or retirement-related question, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the great things we do each and every week as well is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week is no exception. Friends from Klaus Financial have a fantastic prize for you this week, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. We'll tell you how you can win that as the program rolls on. Little tip, though, just listen closely. Typically, question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. And before we start talking about Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not just get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so a lot of listeners last week, thanks for calling in. And our question last week was, in 2020, if you have earned income of $50,000 and you are 49 years old, how much can you put into your 401k plan at work this year? The correct answer was $19,500 in 2020. So just pencil that down so you know what your, what we say, your bogey is for the year. But thank you for listening last week. Listen carefully again to our question. But shout out to our winner. Thanks for calling in.
Really good stuff. And as Malia mentioned, we will do another one this week as well. And today we're going to be talking about what you need to know when it comes to taking Social Security benefit, either individually or if you're considering the benefit of a spouse or possibly an ex-spouse, which is fun to hear about. And what do we need to
not
know?
You.
No, never. Oh, gee, no.
Don't even consider that.
No, not even. So there are some, it's just a fascinating topic. So let's talk about kind of in those areas, what do we need to know?
Yeah, so this is an important topic because it impacts a lot of people and because it can start getting complicated when you think in terms of ex-spouses, and this could be ex-spouses due to divorce or simply death. And so, you know, hey, I got remarried, I didn't get remarried, how long was I married for, whose record do I draw off of? And where this gets especially tricky is that Social Security has a hard time displaying this to you on their website. Right, they can show you your own earnings record and your own benefits record on the website. But when you start getting into the complexity of divorces or ex-spouses and whether you got remarried, typically you're going to need to talk to the Social Security Administration to get a calculation. But we're going to try to give you some guidance today so that maybe you don't have to wait on hold for 2 hours to get somebody at the Social Security Administration. So this is important for you to look at before you just simply jump on and start taking your own record. You need to first understand your own benefit, but then we would direct you to the SSA.gov website to at least kind of see your earnings history and how long you were married for, things like that. But here's the key. If you have or had a spouse, there's some special considerations to be aware of with regards to collecting Social Security. So eligibility for your current spouses. So current spouses need to be married for at least 1 year in order to be eligible for what's known as spouses benefits. You must be age 62 to file for or receive a spousal benefit. This is, again, if you're currently married, you must be age 62 to file or receive a spousal benefit. And you are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your spouse files for their own benefit first. Another really critical, important point. You have to be 62, but they have to be drawing. Now, as we kind of shift gears to ex-spouses, this is where it can get complex, but I would encourage you, if this applies to you, pay special attention. So for ex-spouses, if you were married for over 10 years and you did not remarry prior to age 60, again, you did not remarry prior to age 60, you have eligibility for the spousal benefit then at that point. This is off of your ex-spouse, and your ex-spouse's marital status today has no effect on your eligibility. So again, here's a hypothetical. I'm, you know, we'll just say 58 years old. I was married for 10 years. My ex-spouse got remarried, but I did not. Am I eligible to draw off of their record? The answer is yes, you are. However, if at 58 years old you got remarried, then you lose that eligibility to draw off of your ex-spouse's record. If, however, you get remarried after the age of 60, so say you're 61 years old and you get remarried, but you had previously been married for 10 years to someone else who either died or where you were divorced from, you're actually still eligible to draw off of their record. So you can receive a spousal benefit based on an ex-spouse's record, even if that ex-spouse has not filed yet. So again, if you're married currently, your spouse has to be claiming for you to claim spousal benefits. But if you're divorced or an ex-spouse died, they do not have to be claiming for you to file off of their record.
Really good
info. Let me just hit the pause.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just hit the pause button. Wow, complex, right? A lot going on here, but important things to be aware of.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was told there'd be no math, but I was never told that. And I know how this stuff works. Always very, very engaging and very interesting information, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. You can learn more on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you have a question, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Let's talk then, as we're discussing ex-spouses and spouses and Social Security benefits. How much can you get in Social Security as far as that benefit if you collect off of your spouse or ex-spouse's record?
Yeah, so listen carefully. You have to decide if you're in the camp of the spouse or the ex-spouse, first of all. Yes. Make sure you're listening to that. And if you have multiple ex-spouses, we send you directly to Social Security and have them figure that out, yeah. Which is going to be your best benefit. So as a spouse, you can claim Social Security benefit based on your own earnings, okay? So most people know that that's an option. If they're currently married, you can claim the benefit based on your own earnings record. Or you can possibly collect a spousal benefit based on your spouse's earnings or potentially your ex-spouse's earnings, and that will give you 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit as calculated at their full retirement age, which you've heard us discuss many times on the show, FRA. So that's their full retirement age. So what Social Security will do is they'll calculate and pay the higher amount. So let's say you're a spouse who maybe didn't earn enough credits with Social Security. You don't even have an earnings record. So obviously you would gravitate towards, because you don't have any of your own earnings, collecting 50% of your spouse's benefit. But it's worth noting that if a spouse is divorced and has not remarried, they may be eligible to collect either 50% of the benefit from their divorced spouse or 100% if their ex-spouses pass away. Now, don't be wishing that on anybody, but that is potentially something that you should be aware of if that would occur. So sometimes people ask, how can they find out how much their ex-spouse's Social Security benefits are? So you can actually contact your local Social Security office and speak with a representative who can give you estimates based on their earnings record. So you're going to need to provide a marriage certificate, a divorce decree proving that the union actually lasted at least 10 years, and that's typically the basic qualification for ex-spouses to receive benefits, and also their Social Security number. So it's a little bit of a process, but at that point, they can give you an idea of what those earnings and benefit potential is. But one thing that we talk about a lot in this show is be careful, right? Be careful of the potential reduction of benefits if you should take your Social Security early. Okay. So this applies to everybody, regardless, marriage, ex-marriage, et cetera, for everybody. If you collect a spousal benefit and you begin collecting the benefit before you reach your full retirement age, your benefit will be permanently reduced. That's a really important point. If you collect any type of benefit before that age and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your Social Security benefits back. So we talk a lot about this as well. You want to be very careful if that's your current situation. So once you reach full retirement age, which for a lot of people is age 66, 67 today, you can collect and earn any amount, and that will not affect a reduction in benefits for you. Now, if your spouse takes Social Security early and you take a spousal benefit early, you have to understand that you are significantly reducing the benefits that will be paid out over the course of your lifetime, because basically you've permanently reduced the benefit that's eligible to you. So again, tread carefully, speak to Social Security or your financial advisor, get some counseling on what might be the best direction for you. Before applying for spousal benefits, you just want to make sure you understand what where you're at and what you're giving up. And then something we hear a lot about, because this was a buzzword for many, many years, what do you need to know about restricted application? That's something that people have heard of, which is about choosing to receive a spousal benefit based on this restricted application. So the idea here is you could actually delay receiving your own retirement benefits based on your earnings record until a later date. But for example, at age 70, you could switch from receiving the spousal benefit to receiving your own potentially higher benefit. But some laws changed. They change every year. And this one actually went into effect in 2015, but we still hear people ask us about this all the time. You can only file under a restricted application under the following circumstances. The big one is if you were born on or before January 1st, 1954, after you reach your full retirement age, you can choose to receive this spousal benefit. If you're born after that, you can't even apply. So less and less people can even apply for a potential restricted application. But a couple other caveats, if you are caring for a child who is under 16 or disabled, you may be able to file a restricted application, or if you're eligible for Social Security disability benefits, again, restricted application could be a possibility. So you want to check out all the different avenues for how you perhaps can have a better Social Security benefit in retirement.
Definitely good stuff to keep in mind there. 321-1310, that's 321-1310. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Rich checks in. Rich, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My situation is a little unique in that my wife was much older than I.
Did we lose you, Rich? Oh, I think we may have lost Rich, unfortunately, and that's the part that I heard from him. He said he had a situation. His wife was older than he was, and so is there any kind of just general information about as far as if a spouse is? I think we've kind of covered a little bit of that as well, haven't we?
We have. So if a spouse is quite a bit older than, in Rich's case, quite a bit older, remember what we said early on the show as I was going over my part. In order to claim a spouse's benefit, you must be 62 yourself and your spouse must be drawing Social Security. So commonly people will kind of say, well, my spouse is either much older or I'm much older than my spouse. When can they draw? And I heard about widow's benefits at 60. There's a lot of things going on there. You just need to know kind of what applies to you.
Really good. And Rich was actually able to reconnect. Rich, welcome back to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You were saying?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My situation, I think, is a little unique in that my wife was much older than I by 12 years. And as she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, she filed for her Social Security disability at age 57, and she passed away 3 years ago at age 60. I'm currently 52, so how would that impact me and my ability to file on her benefits at 62 years old?
Wow. Well, let me begin by saying I'm really sorry. That is a horrible situation. Yeah, as it relates to your ability to claim off of her record. So she is a deceased spouse. So actually, we're going to be heading into detail on this section and then in the next segment, Rich, so you can listen closely here. But effectively, as long as you were married for 10 years or more, which it sounds like you were, then you would be able to file for what's known as widow's benefits, which can begin at age 60. And the good news is that widow's benefits can basically continue while your benefit accrues in the background. So many people will draw widow's benefits at age 60 and then draw that widow's benefit all the way up until age 70. And then they'll flip to their record because delayed retirement credits have accrued. So I would have to, you know, talk to you individually to determine if that's what you should do to basically keep yours suspended and draw off the widow's benefits. But you would be able to draw widow's benefits at age 60.
So the terms are, though, it's married for 10 years, because although we were together for nearly 20, we were only legally married for 3.
That's a good question. That is a technical enough one that since you were together, what's common law marriage? You would have to talk Social Security about that to determine if you were married long enough. From what I hear you saying, that would be an alarm bell to me that maybe this wouldn't apply, but I could be wrong there.
Okay. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Rich, really good call. And of course, if you have a question for CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, love to hear from you as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get a little deeper into the widower's benefit, what that is, some details on that. We'll also go to the Money in Motion listener question corner and do the Kloss quiz question week, plus your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, coming to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Darlene joins us this morning. Darlene, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. I have a question. My mom and dad were married for 20 years. They divorced, obviously. He remarried immediately, and she collects his benefits after he passed away. His second wife just passed away. Will that increase my mother's benefits, and would she need to contact Social Security, or is all that done automatically somehow, magically?
Great question, Darlene. This actually gets into our widower and ex-spouses discussion. So the answer is, believe it or not, it has no impact on your mom. Your mom's ability to draw off of his record is based upon her being married to him for 10 years. And so whether he's drawing or not doesn't impact her. Whether he's alive or not can impact her ability to draw what's called a widow's benefit. But the new spouse, right, it has no impact on her ability to draw off of his record, and her death or lack thereof doesn't impact your mom. So it's kind of crazy, but generally speaking, the answer to your question is no, it won't impact your mom.
Awesome. Thanks for the help.
Great question, Darlene. Thank you for the call. And let's quickly get to one of the great things we talk about, the website, of course, KlossFinancial.com. Great opportunities on the website. Cool thing to do is sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, not only to get a link to the most recent podcast, which is a fantastic show always, but also a link to some great information of what's going on in the market just once in a week. Email that comes out to you. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered right here on the show in the Money in Motion listener question corner. This morning, Mandy wrote in to say, I'm planning on retiring next year. We'll be collecting a pension. Will I have to pay taxes on my monthly pension income?
Great question, Mandy. This is a common one. So, of course, the pat answer is it depends where you live and what your states do. But generally, Mandy, since most pensions are funded with pre-tax income, the full amount of your pension income would be considered taxable as you receive those funds. Payments from both private and government pensions are usually taxable at your ordinary income tax rate, assuming you made no after-tax contributions to the pension, which is pretty rare. So again, generally, you'll be paying federal income tax on those pension distributions. But state income taxes are a bigger question. So like in the state of Illinois, for our friends across the border, they do not pay state income tax on any sort of retirement account distributions or pension income of the like. But here in the state of Wisconsin, you do generally, unless it's a governmental pension. If it's a governmental pension, then usually it's state income tax exempt. So whether it's state taxable, federally taxable, can depend upon the states that you live in. Generally, they're all federally income taxable, but the state is up for grabs.
Really?
So really good question. Sorry to cut you off, Sean. One other thing. I think it was Rich who had called in before about the widow's benefits. I did want to get one clarification. It looks like, Rich, if you're still listening, that actually you had to be married for at least 9 months to qualify for widow's benefits. I think the 10 years has to do with ex-spouses that are still living. So long story short, I think you're good there, but you're going to want to talk to Social Security Administration to clarify all of that.
Really good advice, really good guidance there. And as always, we talk about Social Security, and a lot of this stuff gets pretty complex. One of the great things about Kloss Financial is that first get to know you appointment. It is complimentary. You can always, with questions, you want to sit down, talk with the folks at Kloss Financial, give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Don't forget as well, we're going to do the Kloss quiz question week coming up in the next segment. That's the telephone number you're going to want to call. We'll have all the details on that. We'll wrap things up in our conversation about Social Security with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earliest age that you have to file or receive a Social Security spousal benefit? Is it 62 or age 72? Telephone number 442-5637. Again, 442-5637. First call with correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole Hempkes comes your way next with Advocate MD right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.